Welcome to Fireside Chats with me, Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. Join us as we chat and highlight all the advocacy we are doing with and for our nation. Bonjour, Anine. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fireside Chats, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. I'm SCO Grand Chief and your host, Jerry Daniels. We are coming to you from the studios of NCI on Treaty 1 territory. Coming up on this edition, I'm very pleased to have Star Chief, or a young leader, with me for this episode of Fireside Chats. We'll talk about leadership, community development, and one of my favorite subjects, sports and youth empowerment. Today, we welcome Craig Beaulieu from the Ebb and Flow First Nation and Sandy Bay Ojibwe First Nation. Following my visit with Craig, I am pleased to tell you we have three young men who want to talk about basketball and the opportunities it brings for our youth. Damian Morissette, Leonard Monkman, and Terrence Ross will be squeezing into the studio to share a bit about the Warriors basketball and their battle for Turtle Island tournament taking place next month in Winnipeg. It is bound to be an entertaining and informative episode of Fireside Chats. So sit back, relax, and spend the next half hour with us on NCI or wherever you get your podcasts. A major focus of Fireside Chat series has been talking about leadership and community development with members of the SCO Nations. I'm very pleased today to have Craig Beaulieu with me in studio. Craig, welcome to Fireside Chats.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Craig, can you please tell our listeners a bit more about yourself?
Well, I'm from Ebb and Flow in Sandy Bay. I got three sons and two daughters and a wife, Leanne. And I'm born and raised in Winnipeg, though.
I want to talk about your work as a promoter. Can you tell us a bit more about what a promoter does and why this kind of work is important?
Okay, so my work as a promoter, my company is called Star Chief Lifestyle. I do concerts, events, some fashion. You know, I have a pretty good knack for gathering people, helping people gather. I've done concerts, Bear Grease, Winnipeg's Most, and I also manage Northside Baby. He's an up-and-coming artist.
Can we talk about the Manitowabe Cup and the partnership you have with Manitowabe? This festival is coming up next month in Treaty 1 territory. Can you talk a bit more about what kinds of things happen there and why it's important to gather our nations?
Well, the Manitowabe Cup is... I was growing up loving hockey. I've been involved in hockey for years and years. And the tournaments were always a good place to gather, like the Nietzsche tournaments. I always had a good time there with my pops and all my friends, and it was always a good time. So I know it was that perfect time. It was a long weekend, May. So I shot the idea to the committee at Manitowabe. They were all for it, so I did the tournament, and we have a good partnership going on. It's second year this year. We got 80 teams, so it's going to be really good.
And SCO is very, very proud to sponsor this hockey tournament. Manitowabe has so much more going on. It's a great addition to the overall festival. Can you tell us more about the festival itself, Manitowabe, and what it means to young people?
It's a great gathering place. It's a chance to for the ones that don't really get to see powwows or our culture. It's on full display there. They're doing a great job, and they have Education Day. They have a youth conference called Next Gen, and it's just a good gathering of good people, good Nietzsches, you know. I really like being a part of it.
I'd like to learn more about how hockey can and does play an empowering role in community development and youth empowerment. Can you tell us about how your own experience playing hockey and how it has impacted you as an Indigenous youth?
I've been playing hockey. So when I was younger, I played from when I was 4 years old to I was 15, and it really helped me become a good man, you know, like helped me become a good man to people I've known and people I've work with day in and day out. So things I learned in hockey, I still use it today. It's a good place for teamwork. It's like your family, you know, like you win with them, you lose with them, you cry with them, you laugh with them, and you share your triumphs, you share your stuff, like. And it's just a good experience, like any sport, you know?
Strong values, for sure. I'd like to switch gears a little bit. Whenever we share stories about hockey or any sports on SCO social media platforms, they really seem to be quite popular with our community members. Why do you think these kinds of stories resonate with Anishinaabe and Dakota peoples?
Yeah, and again, I'll go back to, like, the community involvement, you know, like, a lot of the connection was broken from residential school era. So it brings a sense of belonging, teamwork, family. Like, it's a good gathering place. It's always good times. The odd time you'll have some bad things, but I mean, the good stuff outweighs the bad by far.
So you're promoting a hockey tournament, and also I know that you're working with an artist these days called Northside Baby. I have been seeing posts showing that this artist has been traveling to many of our First Nations in Manitoba. What kind of things happen at these shows, and why do you feel it's important to connect First Nations youth with artists?
So this kid, Northside Baby, I call him a kid, but he's a young man. He's very intelligent. He comes from the res in northern Alberta, but his message is very similar to the res kids out here. You know, he has he shares this on stage. So like a year ago, he was a res kid, and he basically tells them to follow their dreams. He's also sober. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's engages with the youth. So every show he does, he makes sure to see every youth till the last youth goes home. So he does a meet and greet after his shows. He does an inspirational talking during his shows. And so it reflects, like, that's why he has such a good following. These kids love him, you know, like, and the communities love him, yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Follow your dreams, you know, empowering youth. That's such a good message, and happy to hear about it. What do you think are some of the most important issues we need to address when it comes to empowering young people?
A lot of the times they could feel alone. They could feel discouraged. There's not a lot of healthy relationships in the nations, and that needs to change. I think he brings that knowledge that of him growing up in the res, and he tries to share it with these kids to show to follow your dreams. And so it's definitely needed. It's empower the youth through sports, recreation, arts, anything. That would be the pinnacle of the youth. Like, a lot of chiefs talk about youth this, youth that. They need to follow through with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, leaders like yourself and others who are involved in sports and promotion, I think a lot of people look to you guys, you know, and really look up to you, and really, you know, have a lot of admiration for that kind of work. And so thank you so much for the work that you're doing. I have really enjoyed speaking with you today, Craig. Before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
If there's any youth listening, follow your dreams. Basically, it's all I'm saying. Follow your dreams. Be kind to each other, and love each other. People don't use the word love enough. Love each other.
If you're listening out there, we love you. I'm glad you were able to come into the studios to share with us, Craig. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Kichimigwech.
Still to come, we will be joined by three young people who are passionate about basketball: Damian Morissette, Leonard Monkman, and Terrence Ross. As we go to break, have a listen to Northside Baby's song, I'm Sorry, which is currently on the NCI Indigenous Music Countdown. Thank you for listening to Fireside Chats.
About the finer things, and I pray that you get it right. Cause I care for you, you know. Even when I went it's too solo, all of this just don't feel right. I'ma take a shot for you tonight. You first, got too much pride for that. Heard you got a brand new man. What would I look like then? I don't really wanna fit, fixate on the side of you and I. Sit here and wonder why I didn't wanna waste your time by taking you for granted. You don't understand it. I've been trying to manage dealing with this damage. I'm finished, I'm sorry. You did not deserve the nights I left you lonely. Praying on my only, I'm sorry.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, and you're listening to Fireside Chats. In this part of the show, we'll be discussing how basketball can and does play an empowering role in the community development and youth empowerment. To chat more, I am joined by Damian Morissette, Leonard Monkman, and Terrence Ross. Welcome to Fireside Chats.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Let's start this conversation by having each of you tell us a bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Damon Morissette. I'm from Sagan First Nation, and I'm a co-founder of Warriors Basketball among these fellows right here next to me.
Hello, I'm Terrence Ross. My mother's from Ochichaco Sipi, Crane River, and my father's from Norway House, Canasso Sipi, and I am one of the other co-founders of Warriors Basketball.
And my name is Leonard Monkman. I'm from Lake Manitoba First Nation, and I've been doing basketball events, I think, since 2015, public basketball events. Most of them have been for the inner city. But helping the Warriors get this tournament off the ground, as well as other programs that are happening here in the inner city.
Okay, so the three of you are here today to share more about Warriors basketball and the upcoming battle for Turtle Island. Terrence, can you tell us about what is Warriors basketball?
Yeah, sure. So Warriors basketball started back in 2016. And it started from just me joining the tourney trail and just going out there and going across Turtle Island and playing in all these tournaments. And I wanted to bring that here to Winnipeg. And so we started our own team here. And from there, we just got out there and started playing. It took us a little while to start learning how to win. Now we're there, and we're at that stage where we want to start building up our youth. And so we do a lot of basketball programming weekly, and as well with this tournament to create some excitement within the city.
Really, that's really nice to hear. Thank you for that. I want to ask Damian if he can share a bit more about the upcoming battle for Turtle Island.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Like Terrence was saying, you know, Warriors basketball, our whole thing is to promote education and healthy living through sports. And so one of the things that we put together to get people excited about basketball is we put on one of the highest premier basketball tournaments called Battle for Turtle Island that brings Indigenous relatives from Vancouver, Toronto, Yukon to Wyoming. Really people coming from all over the country to join us in this tournament. So this tournament is May 17th to 19th. It is a full 5-on-5 full court tournament that takes place at the University of Winnipeg. And we're just excited to have everybody here join us in our beautiful city and see what Winnipeg has to offer. But one of the reasons why we want to have it here is because we want to create something for the youth, something to look forward to. And one of the beautiful things about Manitoba is we have some of the highest caliber Indigenous basketball players in the country. And we want to continue to nurture that, nurture the next generation. One example I can give is we worked with Pine Creek First Nation. We did basketball as medicine camps right there in their own community. Those guys grew up, and now they're hosting their own camps within their own community. So it really talks about the impact and goes a long way. But again, just excited about Battle for Turtle Island, hoping we can get as much youth and engagement from here in Manitoba to display the basketball talent that we have here locally.
It sounds like a very exciting opportunity for First Nations youth. We'll be sharing a poster with the registration details on our social media, so check there for more details on this. Leonard, I want to move on to you to ask about your involvement in this event. Many people know you from your work with media. Why is it important for you to be involved with initiatives such as the Battle for Turtle Island?
I've been playing basketball. I think my first basketball team was when I lived in the Rez, I think grade 6 maybe, Dog Creek. We were going to a couple of other First Nations to play. And so for me, I've always loved the game. Like, I've always loved to play, and it's always kind of kept me out of trouble and been my saving grace for a lot of the things that I've seen in my life. And so for me, you know, we've tried to really push a lot of inner city events. We've given basketballs away. But for this one, like, you know what, the Filipino community here in Winnipeg has been hosting basketball tournaments and events and associations for as long as I can remember. And for us, there is nothing that's out there like that for us, right? And so we're at a time right now where we have the skills, we have the players, we're building capacity, we're trying to set up nonprofit organizations. We're trying to ensure that, you know what, the next generation of Indigenous basketball players have the infrastructure to take it to the next levels, you know? And so people like your son, I know your son plays competitively. You know what, hopefully when he's 16, 17, 18, 19, there's stuff that's there for him. There's a way for him to go to the next level, right? And we're starting to see that. There's been a lot of young players that have gone on to post-secondary, college, university. And so that's our goal, is really to try to develop high-caliber Indigenous athletes. And part of it is just building out the groundwork. Part of it is building out the infrastructure. And so if there are First Nations players out there and you're unsure about it, if you're under 17, there's boys-girls division, bring them down to this tournament. If they lose the first year, maybe they'll win the second year. If they win, you know, that's our goal, is to say there's going to be teams that are going to be traveling from outside of the province, but we need to make sure that we have at least 5, 6, 7, 8 youth teams from different parts of the province. It'll lead to the Indigenous Summer Games. It'll lead to the North American Indigenous Games. And that's our goal, is to really build the game here so that people have that avenue to play.
I want to throw out a question to anyone who'd like to answer this one. My question is, how does playing basketball translate into opportunities for First Nations youth? Or perhaps another way of asking this is, how has basketball impacted each of your lives in a positive way?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, and thank you for that. you know, for us, we started these initiatives, these camps in First Nation communities called Basketball is Medicine, and really that's what it's been for a lot of us. I think with sports, there's a lot of transferable life skills and things that you have to overcome mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And so it really allows the youth, the individual, to come into their own and really build that self-awareness needed to be successful in life. And so for all of us here, that's kind of what joined us all. We're creating a healthy community. These fellows are part of that healthy community, and we hope to continue to grow that community for the next generation.
There are youth who are listening, who are thinking of getting involved in sports, but need some encouragement. What words of wisdom would you share with them?
Yeah, so for myself, sport really, you know, kept me out of trouble and helped me create my group of friends wherever I went. I moved around a lot as a youth, and the one thing that always connected me was sport. And so it took me a while to find basketball. But once I did, it was, you know, I didn't need anyone else there. I could, even if I was a new kid moving to a new place, I still had my basketball. I could just go find a hoop, and eventually people would show up, and then I would start, you know, developing a friend circle right there. So it's kept me out of trouble. It's and in order to play, you have to have good grades. So it was an incentive to, you know, do my homework and get things in on time, and just be a good community member. So basketball can lead to a lot of good things.
I'll just add one more thing. You know, like words of encouragement. You never know what you're really good at. It's really about putting the time. What you put in is what you get out. But it's all about believing in yourself, right? I mean, I remember the first time I touched a basketball, even the first shot that went in the hoop. And, you know, it was empowering for me and made me feel like I can do something. And like I said, sports is kind of that avenue to just empower the youth. So give it a shot, give it a try, believe in yourself. We believe in you. And that's the reason why we're doing this programming.
And for myself, like, the big thing is giving back to the community, right? Like, we just applied for anti-gang funding for here in the inner city, and it's bringing together newcomer and Indigenous communities. It allows for our people to be paid to do basketball programming in the inner city, and it's quality basketball programming, right? It's not somebody showing up and opening up the gym. It's really somebody that's going in there, developing their skills, developing workshops, we're developing relationships, we're creating relationships between the newcomer and Indigenous community. And the most important thing is, you know what, we need to make sure that we have people that are doing this in our community for us, and it's done by us, and we're leading it. And you know what? That's the way that it should be for everything that's out there, right? We should be taking care of ourselves and looking out for ourselves. And so for us, it's making sure that the next generation is going to come up and they're going to take in and fill in these steps, fill in these roles.
Thank you all for being with me in studio today. We're running out of time, which is always very unfortunate. We could certainly talk at length about basketball and the opportunities that it creates for our young people. Is there anything else you'd like to add to each of you before we wind down this episode of Fireside Chats?
Yeah, so just a few things. I mean, if you guys are looking for information on how to get involved in some of the programming, we have a Facebook group, Warriors Basketball, Warriors with a Z. We also host Warriors Wednesdays at RB Russell. That's open to the community from 6 to 8. So we welcome anybody who's looking to develop their skills leading up to the tournament to come on down. And then also just a huge shout out to some of the sponsors and the community members that have supported this vision and made this come to life. First and foremost, SCO for being the core funders and always kind of supporting these initiatives and making sure the youth are looked after. Manitowabi, who's going to be supporting us as well, and Basketball Manitoba. So just a few things there, but do you guys have anything to add?
If you're a young player, consider asking your community to sponsor a team to join the tournament this year. It'd be awesome to have a bunch of teams from Manitoba join the Battle for Turtle Island tournament.
Also, if your community and you would like to start building basketball within, we do our basketball camps, and we would love to come out and visit and just share the game.
Damon, Leonard, and Terrence, it has been great to have you here in studio. I want to encourage you and all the leaders who are making efforts to create positive changes in the world around them. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on Fireside Chats.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And that's going to be it for this edition of Fireside Chats. Thank you to our listeners and our guests, Kate Kent, Melanie Ferris, and everyone at SCO and NCI who have helped us put the show together. If you have any questions or ideas on future episodes, you can send us an email at media@scoinc.mb.ca. We look forward to your feedback and to bringing you a new episode of Fireside Chats next week. On behalf of our entire team, I'm SCO Grand Chief Jerry Daniels. Miigwech, padamaye do, for listening. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Fireside Chats with me, Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. We hope you join us next time for Fireside Chats, every Friday at 5:30, right here on NCIFM.